Hello world and welcome back. This is Gary Go by Cutica Health with your host Daman. Today we're looking at the topic dealing with occupational burnout. So occupational burnout is a syndrome resulting from chronic work-related stress with symptoms characterized by feelings of energy depletion or exhaustion, increased mental distance from one's job, or feelings of negativism or cynicism related to one's job, and reduced professional efficacy as defined by the World Health Organization. Now, in simpler terms, occupational burnout is a group of symptoms induced by work-related stress with negative effects on health and job efficiency. It's a common reason for reduced productivity and has been shown to be as high as 75% of employees, with at least half of workers having experienced burnout at a point in time. Now, although burnout is not yet classified by the World Health Organization, WHO, as a medical condition or mental disorder, it can be a reason to contact healthcare providers. Our first question for today: what are the pointers to occupational burnout? Number one, easily irritable or impatient with co-workers, customers, or clients. Number two, lack of satisfaction from your achievements. Number three, unstable or erratic sleeping habits. Number four, lack of energy to be consistently productive. Number five, difficulty concentrating at work or in other places. Number six, having to drag yourself to work and have trouble getting started. Number seven, using food, drugs, or alcohol to feel better or to simply not feel. And number eight, troubled by unexplained headaches, stomach or bowel problems, or other physical complaints. My next question: what are some risk factors for occupational burnout? Number one, excessive workload. This is common where there is a mismatch in what an individual can do and the work allocated to them. This might lead to longer work hours and more stress. Number two, dysfunctional workplace dynamics. Challenges with your boss at work or other workers, such as bullying, being undermined, hostile work environment, etc. Number three, work-life imbalance. Now, this is a case of a lack of other rewarding activities outside of work, when work takes up most of your time with little or no time for anything else. Number four, working in a service profession such as healthcare. Now, this is because these professions require emotional investments and are more challenging over time. Number five, insufficient rewards. When workload is not commensurate with the rewards and hard work is not adequately rewarded, burnout is inevitable. My next question: how to deal with occupational burnout? How can you deal with occupational burnout? So number one, evaluate your options. Discuss specific concerns with your supervisor or boss. Now, this can be done to address concerns with workload, remuneration, workplace dynamics, etc. Discussing them can help bring them to light without assuming everyone should know what is going on. Number two, seek support. Social support is an important pillar, as man has been described as a social animal. When you reach out to co-workers, friends, or loved ones, their support and collaboration might help you cope. Some organizations have employees assistance programs, which can also be explored. Number three, try a relaxing activity. Finding time to relax can help blow off steam from burnout. Some programs that can help with stress, such as yoga, meditation, or tai chi, these can be done on a regular basis and will aid in relaxing and your mind-body control also. Number four, get some exercise. Regular physical activity helps you to better deal with stress. Early morning runs, going to the gym, dance aerobics, etc. are all engaging activities for exercise. And number five, get some sleep. So sleep restores your well-being and helps to protect your health. While burnout might disrupt sleep patterns, it's important to know that this is a vicious cycle, as less sleep would lead to more stress, and more stress leads to less sleep. So set out a time to sleep and ensure you get adequate sleep. In conclusion, it's important to note that occupational burnout is common, and addressing it would lead to better workplace experience and overall health of workers in general. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you. Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is C-U-T-I-C-A health.com.
www.thebusinessmindset.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.